One mark of the early Christians was their devotion to Jesus Christ as expressed in their concern for one another. Even their enemies said of them, "Behold how they love one another." There is no basis for divisions between brethren in Christ. Youth versus age, male versus female, cultured versus unlettered, these are absolutely unchristian. Some Christian seems to glow with the very radiance of Jesus Christ, like Moses who came down from Mount Sinai with the glory of God reflected on his countenance. Some believers manifest God's glory in their hearts by virtue of their faith in Jesus. Such a spirit of radiance should mark all the children of God. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now I want to help you to keep that glow aglow. This is the first of 10 studies based on Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13, in which we will investigate together how to keep the light of God in Jesus Christ shining through us. Our purpose is to come forth from these studies able to obey the divine command, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." How can I keep the glory of God shining through me? Well, God answers in the words of Romans 12:9, "Let love be without dissimulation." That is to say, if you would reflect the Spirit of Jesus Christ, let love live. But what is love? The question almost defies an answer when reference is to the love of God. A poet has expressed this sentiment, "Love is something so divine that description would but make it less. It's what I know but can't define. It's what I feel but can't express." The Bible recognizes there are different kinds and qualities of love. In the Greek language in which our New Testament was originally written, there are three distinct words which are translated as love in English. The first is eros, and it means passion or lust. The second is philia, and it means family love or brotherly love. The third is agape, meaning divine love. Now, eros is a base word which is never used in a good sense. Philia is an honorable word, but it is a love on the human plane. Agape is the highest word of all. It is divine love, self-giving love, spiritual love, undying love. It is love reaching out to lift and bless and help. When Paul urges us to let love live, he uses the term for divine love. The glory of God is manifest not by mere human emotions, but by the love of God which is shed in the believer's heart by the Holy Spirit. If you would shine with the glory of Jesus Christ, let divine love live in your heart. Now, such a spirit of divine self-giving in the Christian, prompted as it is by the love of God, is commanded of the Lord Jesus. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." Now, how is it that men take knowledge that we belong to Jesus? It is not by our profession of faith so much as by our possession of love. Paul wrote, "As touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another." God teaches us, Jesus commands us to love. So let the love of God shine through you, and you will be aglow with His glory. Divine love is not only commanded of God, it is also commended by the people of God. John wrote the same admonition as Jesus gave, saying that we love one another. Paul referred to divine love as the bond of perfectness. One mark of the early Christians was their devotion to Jesus Christ as expressed in their concern for one another. Even their enemies said of them, "Behold how they love one another." There is no basis for divisions between brethren in Christ. Youth versus age, male versus female, cultured versus unlettered, these are absolutely unchristian. Man needs love above all else. A popular song says, "It's love that makes the world go round." But man needs to see the kind of love which originates in God, is exhibited by God, and comes from God to the hearts of Christians. It is not enough just to love. Love as a child of God, reflecting the divine love, and you will glow with the glory of God. Knowing our propensity to misunderstand, God did not simply command us to love. He instructed us on how to love. Four things are recorded in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, concerning the quality of true love. First, love is sincere. Let love be without dissimulation, Paul wrote. Now, he meant that love was to be without hypocrisy. It must be sincere and genuine. Pretended love is despicable, but true love is beautiful. I remember making a pastoral visit some years ago. I approached the door of a house, and before I could ring the bell, I was overwhelmed by shouts and cursive and abusive threats being exchanged by the husband and wife in that home. I was embarrassed to ring the bell, but fearful to try to leave lest they see me and know that I'd overheard. So I rang the bell. The husband answered. When he saw me, his manner changed completely. He called back into the house, "Honey, the pastor is here." Well, during my visit, they were so affectionate to one another. But I was not impressed. I knew what the relationship really was in that home. Now, be warned that the slightest insincerity and hypocrisy destroys the beauty and power of love. Exercise unfeigned love so that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Let love be honest and sincere. Second, Christian love is moral. Now, some people condone evil in the name of love, but not so. True love will abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Pure love has two sides, rejecting wrong and accepting the right. God says true love will dislike, or more correctly, will have a horror of evil in action. One must not go along with another's sin under the guise of love. Would it be love for a parent to permit a child to play with a loaded gun? Well, of course not. He must disapprove of such action for the safety of the child. It is weak sentiment, not true love, which overlooks evil. Now, on the positive side, true love will cling as if glued to what is good. A thing is good when it is useful, when it works a profitable result, when it is upright in character, acceptable to God, and honorable to people. Love clings to such. The grammatical form used in Romans 12:9 indicates a manner of life, that true love habitually abhors the evil and habitually cleaves to the good. That kind of love manifests the spirit of Jesus Christ. Third, Christian love is selfless. It is kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. That is to say, true love is kind, warm, tender, affectionate toward others. True love is fraternal. Brotherly love toward others marks its attitude. And true love is helpful. To show honor to another is to delight and its design. It is the very opposite of all self-seeking. It reflects the nature of God. Fourth, Christian love is a testimony. It is a testimony to the individual who exercises it. For we know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. But it is also a testimony to those who observe its exercise. By this shall all men know that we are Christ's disciples, if we have love one for another. Had I the tongues of Greeks and Jews and nobler speech than angels use, if love be absent, I am found like tinkling brass, a empty sound. Were I inspired to preach and tell all that is done in heaven and hell, or could my faith the world remove, still I am nothing without love. Should I distribute all my store to feed the hungry, clothe the poor, or give my body to the flame to gain the martyr's glorious name? If love to God and love to man be absent, all my hopes are vain. Nor tongues, nor gifts, nor fiery zeal the work of love can e'er fulfill. Those words by Isaac Watts beautifully summarize the first portion of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Blessed Father, we have received the glory of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And now we pray that glory will glow through us and that it will glow in such a way that your love, divine love, will be manifested in us. In Jesus' name, amen.